Alright, hello everybody.
What's up, dogs?
We're just raw dogging it, going straight into it.
We're going straight
Might
in.
As well.
Bend me over.
Whoa.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, good morning, I guess.
Good.
Yeah.
I hope I'm doing good today.
Yeah, I guess.
On this fine Monday morning?
Yeah.
Yes, on
10 a.m.
Oh,
Monday
yeah, it's
morning.
Monday. It's not even Thursday morning. Yeah, I hope this Monday is not like the last Monday. But, yeah. Honey, you just gonna sniff right in the pant right in the microphone?
She is really right up on it.
You got a lot to say, honey, Belle?
Come here.
She just stalled.
Remember last week when you were like, I really want to post some actual car content for our podcast and not just pictures of Honey in the podcast room every time?
Yeah, well, she stopped looking so goddamn cute.
I know. Oh, she's the best.
She is.
A pretty good dog.
She might be coming for Margs on Saturday.
Ooh.
I know.
Just her?
Well, no, and her brother,
okay,
obviously. I'd be in big trouble if I took one
and
not the other.
Blue would be freaking out.
Yeah.
I should probably.
What did we do this fine? Oh yeah, this welcome to Good Susan.
Yeah, week. I was gonna say for the new listeners out there.
There's no guests. I'm Ray. I didn't know if we were doing names.
And I'm Jovi.
Then this is us.
What were you gonna say? You both started saying
I
things.
I don't remember. Oh, what did we do 2 days ago? From this fine Monday on this fine weekend that we just had.
We've really done nothing.
No.
Nope.
How do you not get what I'm saying right now?
I don't.
Oh, the Saturday.
Yes!
Oh. The Saturday 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't really pick up on that one.
Clearly. You're too busy dusting off your sim.
Dude, there's like, it's like fucking tire dust on it.
You ever tried Adderall?
Probably.
Or Vyvanse?
I don't think so.
That's not... That's not an answer you should give to that question. So, what did we do, Jovi?
Well, hopefully, we have gone and picked up an engine and transmission for the 240.
Take a wild fucking guess what that engine is.
Yeah, we'll give you guys like 5 seconds and you gotta scream at the top of your lungs no matter where you are.
No.
What you're doing.
No. This is what you gotta do. Take a picture on your story, or put it on your Instagram story, tag SoulCorp, and just say what engine it is.
Yeah,
take a picture of whatever the fuck you're doing while listening to the podcast. Take a picture, post it on your story, tag us, and tell us what engine you think
yeah,
it is.
I'm,
you know,
I'm
you know,
Ga- right now.
Yeah.
You know Gabe's going to post a pooping picture, right?
Oh, 100%.
And probably,
I hope so.
Probably Cole
forward.
As well.
Yeah, probably Cole. Spenny will be...
There'll be a monster can at work.
Yeah.
There'll be a monster can involved, for sure.
With something saying,
but
have a great
day,
you beauties.
After work. Or like on his lunch break or something. Mm. So it's probably, I'm guessing,
could still be a monster
I'm guessing
cannon.
Drive home in the Subaru.
With a monster can.
With a monster can.
And his weirdly worn steering wheel.
It's
guava. You better try the fucking guava, Spenny. I swear to God.
It's really good.
It better be the guava one that you're trying next, because fuck's sake, man. You have tried every worst, or all the worst monster flavors on your fucking list. They're all the worst ones. Anyway. Tag us. What engine is it, Jovi?
It's a Beam.
Shocking.
Galt engine.
I know. You don't have to convince me.
No, but
yeah,
I...
Yeah, he's going to try anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to convince everybody.
One day they will learn.
It's the best engine. We can go...
If you have convinced Corey, then you can convince anybody. I don't think you've convinced Corey.
Honey,
yet.
All finished.
No, yeah.
It's not
a
yet.
Good time, baby.
I've done
it'll,
pretty
it'll
good damage on Austin.
Yes.
Austin's pretty. Marco's like balls deep into it.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I had a pretty good chat with him on the way to Fort Mac about it and explained why it's God's engine.
Honey, why are you playing the drums? What is happening right now?
I promise I walked them today. I don't know why.
What are you doing?
So weird.
It's getting faster.
It's about to drop.
She's stepping on a keyboard.
Dropping the bass.
Hi.
Buttery biscuit bass.
What the fuck?
Have you never seen Buttery Biscuit Bass?
No.
We gotta show you a video after this.
Bass.
Okay.
Crispy flaky.
I know about Bassline Junkie. I got fucking got the other day.
Did
you know
you?
What? If this was whoever the guy finished Honeybell, I'm sorry. I love you, but we're in the middle of something here. I don't remember who. Do you know who the guy that made Bassline Junkie is?
Dizzy Rascal, isn't it?
Yeah, Dizzy Rascal. I don't know if this was them or not. If this was them, good fucking play here, guys. I got a TikTok on my feed with a lot of likes on it that was to that audio, and it said, not Spotify removing my favorite song from the platform. So what did I fucking do when I saw that? I went and searched if that song was on Spotify. It was. I added it to my playlist. And now I listen to it all the fucking time. So good fucking move. Whoever's idea that was.
That was.
Good fucking move.
That's good. Is that what we need to do for our podcast?
I got. Yeah, maybe it is.
Make a TikTok and say, oh my God, not Spotify.
We gotta wait like a few weeks so people forget.
Yeah.
Actually, nobody listens to us. We're gonna do that.
Yeah. Monday morning, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
If you listen to the podcast, then you already know that this is not true. So,
boom, roasted.
Boom, roasted.
Gotcha.
Yeah, if you listen to the podcast,
so dumb right now.
Roast it. I can't speak English. I did not sleep very well last night.
How late were you up doing your video?
Only like 11. I finished it, and then I just needed the logo from her.
Oh, okay.
And then I sent it to her after work today. Yeah, it was only like 11, but I don't think I fell asleep until like 3 or 4. Or, no, sorry, 2 or 3.
I was going to say, I didn't go to bed until like 11:30 and you were still downstairs.
Okay, maybe it was midnight. I was up until 1 or 2 or 3.
Yeah, I got home from work at 11 and you were still on the couch.
Yeah, I think it was midnight. Yeah. Anyways.
Should we talk about hockey again on our car podcast?
No.
I'm getting really into it.
Nope.
We're one game off?
One game away from going to the finals, baby.
Wow, again.
I know, we're going
to
do it.
I'm going to keep roasting Marco about it. Even though I want us to win, I'm still going to keep roasting Marco about it. Every time he brings it up, I'm like, yeah, we did that last year.
When we went to Fort Mac, I had to sit through the whole game.
You poor, poor thing. This is better than a game of fucking cricket.
Honey, why'd you just lick my elbow?
It's your penis, bro.
I like being in a bar in a public space during an Oilers game. The vibes are so good.
Like it when I am prepared. When I am not prepared, I fucking hate it.
That's fair.
When there is games on Wednesdays, I hate it. Wednesdays is wings days. It's not hockey day. Fuck off.
You know, it's actually really easy to track the hockey schedule.
No, I'm going to keep being upset about
it. It's literally just every other day.
Really? That's
how
often it is?
Yes.
Oh my God. How do people keep up with that? That's exhausting. I can't even keep up with F1. And that's like most weekends, but not all of them.
Well, it's just every other day.
And there's a break, which is nice.
Well, speaking of sports, we should get back to motorsports. We just started watching the F1 Academy show.
Oilers
in
5, baby.
Academy in 5.
Yes, we finally put
up F1 Academy in 1.
Nice. I just got one tiny little lick on my toe.
It wasn't me.
Or me.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, we finally put our money where our mouth is. We're watching the Academy series on Netflix.
It's good.
Well, it just came out, to be fair. Like, literally today.
I know, but I mean, but we've been talking about watching, like, the Academy.
Yes, the Academy in general.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're watching the Netflix series.
But
we
are watching the Netflix series. What is she doing?
Honey, you found cocaine or something.
Did she get into catnip for some reason?
I don't know
what
is going on.
She's trying to dig a hole through the carpet. What? the fuck? I can't wait till we start recording the podcast.
I know.
With video so that
people
can
believe
us. And it's
just them walking
us
through the room.
Yes!
Always!
We're gonna have to put the cameras really low.
Yeah.
Just so they can see the dogs.
I think I have an old webcam we can use as a dog cam.
Oh, that's so good.
Jovi has a webcam as well.
Do I?
Yes, I ordered it for you accidentally that one time.
Oh. Was that the same order when you ordered Mark 5 or Mark 4 golf coilovers instead of Mark 5 golf coilovers? I can't speak English today. Oh my god.
Back on topic.
Hey, we were talking about cars, okay? It wasn't hockey.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like F1 Academy needs...
Oh, the Hebrew Hammer broke his arm! Anyways.
Did he?
That's genuinely his nickname.
Whose?
Dreisaitl. No, not Dreisaitl. Whoever the Jewish one is on the team. On the Oilers.
Are you talking about Hyman?
Oh, Hyman.
I didn't know that he was Jewish. I just know that he's out for the rest of the playoffs
for
upper body surgery.
But his nickname is the Hebrew Hammer.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I thought you were talking about Fred.
No, I also
no.
thought you were talking about Fred.
Anyways.
Yeah, no, I saw Hyman's out for the rest of the playoffs, which is sad. Did you know he writes children's books in his off time?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I learned
Jovi,
that.
Jovi, you just sighed at children's book.
No, I'm sighing at the fact that we're still...
You don't want the kids to have margs!
I do. I put more money where my mouth is than you have.
My mom donated for me.
Yeah. I know.
But Ekholm should be back in tomorrow.
Okay. I don't know who anybody else is. I know the name Dreisaitl.
Yep, he's a good one.
I know the Jewish Hammer. Nope.
Nope.
The Hebrew Hammer.
And what's his real name?
Hyman.
Yeah.
Which I also laugh at. For other reasons. Anyways.
No one else?
F1 Academy.
You don't know anyone else on the team?
The other... Why can't I think of his fucking name? Oh my god.
I don't know.
What the fuck? I don't deserve to live here.
No.
I bet Jovi could name it if he cared.
This is... I know that it's...
It's on the tip of my tongue.
I know that nobody liked the Jovi guessing F1 drivers' names, but it's way funnier to watch Ray try to remember the most famous guy in the NHL.
What the fuck? Why can't I think of it? McDavid! My god. All I had to do was think about the McDonald's location.
Yeah.
Do
you know his first name?
No. Fuck no.
Okay.
Do you know his first name?
David.
No, it's Mick. It's not
Which,
MC David, it's actually
it's
M-I-C.
Mick David.
And then David. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a white boy hockey name. His name is Connor.
That's right. Yeah. I did know that.
Yeah.
We had a customer come in. Not a customer. We had a guy come in. And this was a one-off situation. I don't think I'll ever experience this again. I don't think...
Was this what happened this morning?
It was this afternoon, this morning. I don't know. Did you tell her about this?
About the reference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this guy walked in, and long story short, he applied for a job at a mine in BC.
Was it in Sparwood?
I think so. It was for the company that now owns all the tech mines. So that's Lime Creek, Elkview, all the ones over there. So he applied for a truck driving job at a mine in BC. He lives in Calgary, and he used to live in Edmonton. So he really liked what we used, our cars, and what we did, and our fucking Instagram posts and stuff. So when applying for this job, he needed another reference. So he just put the shop down as a reference. And then came to us after they gave him an interview, but they were like, hey, we need numbers for your references. So he came to us begging for a reference for a job that he applied for when he never worked for us.
Don't know who he is.
Don't know who this guy
Stranger.
Is. Stranger. Really weird situation. Really, really weird one.
So here's... I thought about this afterwards. He went, walked into the shop and tried to beg Marco to give him a good reference for his fucking job.
Yes.
Why wouldn't he just give, a fucking buddy's number and just be like, pretend to be Triple S?
That's what we thought. And we don't know.
Also, I've noticed, I see a lot of resumes come into my jobs, and I notice a lot of the time I'm assuming it's all people that have bad references and don't actually like want you to call them, but like quite often people will put down their references and just not include their contact information. Be like, yeah, I worked for so-and-so, and this was my supervisor.
That doesn't make any sense.
And there's
sense.
No phone number. No! I'm like, I immediately
hell?
See that, and I'm like, oh, no.
I love seeing bad resumes.
It's...
I love it.
It makes me feel good about myself.
Me too. Yeah.
There's some bad ones out there.
There's some ones that I'm like, why are you giving this to me?
There's some ones that's like, just capitalize your sentences
and
like,
worse than...
just run it through spell check. Like,
yeah.
We've had spell check for like 20 years, bro.
Yeah.
It's not new.
Also, my favorite is when they include a picture of their face.
Also.
It's like, I don't give a fuck
yes,
what you look
that's
like.
That's hilarious. Also, typing. Not a skill anymore.
No.
That's just something you have to know how to do.
Yeah.
We got a resume from somebody, and it said on it, in special skills... No, actually, it was responsibilities for one of their jobs that they had for 2 months at, like, a heavy-duty shop or something. One of the skills, like, listed underneath that job was using hand tools.
I mean... I've met people that don't know how to use hand tools.
I am one of those people. If I learned how to use them, I would not put that down as a special skill that I learned from him. Especially, here's another thing about this guy. He was a second year tech. So
yeah, that
kind of... That's kind of just assumed that you know how
territory.
To...
I mean,
yeah.
Like, you could write it in definitely a better way. Like, not say, like, good with hand tools. You could be like... You know,
he didn't say good with, he said using hand tools.
Yeah,
it's like confident and like excelling in the use of all tools required for the job or something like that. You know, you could word it in a way.
Yeah, but you could, there's so many, yeah, you could word it in many different ways that would be a lot better.
Yeah.
But still, I just...
But you'd be surprised, dude.
I know. I know I'm not that bad, but I'm not good.
I've seen some apprentices and...
But I think a larger, the better skill than using them is knowing the correct tool to be using. That's more of a skill than knowing how to turn a wrench, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing I'm really bad at, is knowing what tool to use.
And what drives me nuts, too, about, like, I know...
nuts.
I know, like, you know, money is...
I don't know if that was a play on tools or if it was just like a nut joke.
It was both.
I know it's like money is not pouring down rivers these days, you know, like especially with the younger generations. But like when I was
young... you just dated yourself. You cannot get mad if I call you old anymore.
I get told that I'm old all the time. I'm so used to it.
And you get mad at it every time.
Because it's funny.
Yeah.
It's a good bit.
It's funniest when you ask how old
I was bitching to Austin today because I was like, they were razzing me for some stuff, and I was like, I am technically your senior.
Yeah.
I felt instantly gray.
As you should, yeah. Saying that statement.
Yes.
But yeah, like, you know, the younger generations coming in, like, I don't understand why none of them, like, have project cars. You know, they want to get into the trade, like, especially, like, trying to get a job at Triple S. Like, I've seen a lot of kids come in, and they want an apprenticeship, and it's like, okay, like, what have you built at home? Oh, well, like, I put a stereo in my car.
Cool, bro.
And it's like, okay, that's, like, 101 of doing something to your car.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
Show me the stuff that you grafted together in your garage. Like, the Corolla was, like, you know, not my first project that I've done with... a lot of stuff grafted, but that helped me get my job at Triple X.
To be fair, your dad also had all the tools, like, around.
I wasn't always allowed to use his.
I know,
I had
but...
to, I
yeah,
had
but
to go get
also,
my own tools.
You not comfortably or efficiently, but you can do pretty much anything with, like, a $100 socket set from Canadian.
Yeah.
But that's besides the point. We did hire a guy pretty much because he had a drift car. He turned out to be not very good, but... we hired him because he was he had a drift car.
Well, that was part of the reason you got hired, was because they were like, we don't usually hire dudes from dealerships, but they...
Don't usually have a 86 Corolla in their garage.
That they built themselves.
All of the other millions of cars that you owned.
But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you want to get into the motorcycle trade, you want to, you know, have a job building modified cars, like, you got to graft. Like, you can't...
modify some cars, bro.
Yeah, like, go to the junkyard, pick a mix, whatever you can find, and put it into something and make it work. Like,
yeah. You
know, like, look at Michael. Like, he's working on a massively small budget, and he's turbocharged his own Volvo. He's, like, gone full standalone on it. He's doing the tuning by himself, like... And he's learning on the fly, like, he's asking questions, you know. Like,
doing the tuning by himself is crazy behavior.
Yeah.
That's insanely, like, impressive.
The car runs, like, there's still lots of issues to get through, but he's picking each one as it comes, and...
That's what you gotta do, step by step.
But, like, don't just walk in and be like, I installed a radio. Like, it doesn't mean shit.
That doesn't, I don't give a fuck.
You know, like, figure something out. It's like...
If I can do it, it's not impressive.
You know, no one.
I've installed a stereo before.
No one's asking you to reinvent the wheel, but, like, figure something out, you know, like...
To be fair, the last stereo I installed did not shut off with the car.
No,
I
don't. Maybe a bad example.
Maybe that's a bad example. Yeah. What I did before, that one worked.
Yeah, so what happened in between?
I got a German car. I think that was the main problem. And a really shitty harness for it.
I'm sure we've mentioned this on the podcast before, but I once installed my own steering wheel and horn button.
I love this story. I like hearing Joby's perspective of this story first, before knowing what happened.
So, back to the installation. Okay. I don't really remember much about it, but I remember driving...
It was Apache steering wheel.
Yeah, I remember that.
You had to drive the car to work the next day.
Yeah.
So you got in it to drive to work.
And every time I turned the wheel a little bit, the horn would go off. And I got so angry that I stopped in the middle of the street and disassembled the entire steering wheel setup. And completely removed the horn button and drove to work really grumpy.
That was one of... That happened in the very short amount of time the Poo 40 SX was on the road. Because that was the 240, wasn't it?
No,
it was the Civic.
Green Civic.
Oh! I thought you got the... Oh, no, I'm thinking of the pink wheel.
Oh,
that's the wheel I'm thinking of. Because that you got for the 240, I think, didn't you?
We don't think we ever put it in.
It's never... Well, we put it in, but not when it was driving.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
not while it was driving.
It's never been in a running driving vehicle, but it was on the car.
Now it just sits in a pile of our collection of steering wheels.
Yep.
Well, yeah, because you bought it for me, and every time I'm like, oh, I have this, and I can put my pink wheel in it, you're like, nah, it's a piece of shit, you shouldn't use it.
I never said that.
Yeah, you did. I said, I want to learn how to drive. And you're like, well, that wheel's not the one to do it with. Like,
whoa, that sounds like something Joby would say. I could very much see him saying that.
Like, well, you bought it for me. I don't know, man. We'll be, like, talking about the 240 and the build and stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, I already have a steering wheel. He's like, well, no. That one's not going to...
He's saying that because he has to drive the car. And he doesn't want to drive with that wheel.
Yeah, I'm very particular about my steering wheels.
Good driver can drive with anything.
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
What are you gonna say? I can't, because I've proved it.
Okay.
Anyway, if you're gonna apply
a
triple S,
fucking high horse.
Make sure you can install a steering wheel without the horn going off every time you turn the wheel.
Yes.
And then if you install a radio, make sure it turns off with the car.
Yes.
Yes.
I still don't think that one was really my fault.
No, I don't know.
I switched the two wires that would be the only two wires that could have fucked that up. It changed nothing.
Yeah, but they might have both been constant power and neither of them being ignition.
No, I know. One of them was ignition. I knew it was ignition.
Was it the Remix?
See you all next month. fuck this shit.
But yeah, just graft. Please just graft.
And spell things correctly on your resumes and actually put phone numbers and contacts for your references.
So I don't like the font that F1 Academy is using.
I don't like the music.
Yeah, the music pisses me off.
It's really bad.
It's really not great.
It's not good.
Well, like I was saying, like, show them as gladiators, you know? Like, glorify them in that way. Don't go, like, Bobby Princess, this soft kind of thing. Like
I was saying, it should be a docuseries. And it's playing like a reality show.
It's
right
giving
now.
Reality
still
show.
Still gonna watch it, still gonna like it. Yeah. But it's giving reality show, and I don't think it should give that. That was one of the whitest sentences I've ever said. And I've killed Mac.
I like how
all of the, well,
they're giving them attention.
It is good, but all of the music is like, quote, empowering music about like being unstoppable that was made for like shampoo commercials and stuff, and not like.
That's what it is.
It's white.
It feels like a hair product ad.
It's white people writing quote pump up music that's supposed to make you feel like empowered and all this stuff, and all the lyrics are about being unstoppable
it's
and doing anything.
It's music for driving to the gym.
No. It's hair commercial music.
You're very right.
It's so put actual good music in it.
It's music like you just ditch your shitty boyfriend and you're going out with a girl.
It's music to put on your story post when you're at the gym.
No.
When you're like really cringy and like I'm not saying you're gonna do that.
No, it's like 18-year-old girl gets her first paycheck and she gets Starbucks.
Hashtag girl boss.
Yeah.
It's hashtag girl boss music.
Yeah, it's girl boss music.
And it, like, no, don't do it. Like, why? They're meant to be, like, gladiators.
Just make DTS. I don't know. It's the same goddamn producers. Why the fuck is it different?
I know. Like, you were...
Actually, I don't know if it's the same producers, but it's the same company.
I know.
And they're there at the same time. It's the same footage.
Like, you already...
You
already
know
made
how
it.
Successful DTS is. Make that.
Just make the same show.
That's all you need to do.
Like, give us, like, Jet Fighter music,
you
know?
How many
women
are into DTS? Like, you don't have to change it to appeal to women.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you should be doing.
No, you should be making it appeal to people that want to be in motorsport. Like, don't...
Yes.
Just don't make it, like... It almost feels sexist.
It feels a little bit patronizing, yeah.
Yeah.
As the two people that can't say anything about how that...
Can't say.
I'll shut up. Point proven.
Like I said, these girls need to be shown as, like, fighters. Like, they're badass. Like, they're samurai. You know what I mean? Like... What?
You trying to find a word to use other than gladiators.
Gladiators.
Samurai!
I was waiting for him to say gladiators.
I was going to take a shot every time Joby says gladiators. It's a samurai.
You laugh at me. But am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Like crusaders.
Oh. Yeah, there you go.
Vikings.
Okay.
Warriors.
Okay. Yep.
Nope.
That's it.
Whoa.
What other sports can we talk about? Or soup?
We should, I mean, it's kind of hard to do because the PWHL only comes to town like twice a season. But we should go to a PWHL game.
What does PWHL stand for?
Professional Women's Hockey League.
Ah, I was trying to guess the P. I didn't think of what it was. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I went to a FIFA women's game when I was a kid.
No, really?
Lethbridge?
No. What were they doing in Lethbridge?
It was Edmonton.
Female soccer players are cooler than male soccer players.
Yes.
Yes.
Because they actually, like, punch. and grab hair.
And they're not
kick.
Fucking pussies about it.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they get up and they keep fucking going like every other fucking sport.
They have a point to prove.
Yes.
You know, like, they're with business.
Especially Canadian ones.
I found a...
they have, like, it's like the Geneva Convention for Canadian War. You know what I mean? Like, the fucking...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How they go, like, against, you know, like...
They...
Oh,
he's talking about how the Geneva Convention was partially created because Canadians were so fucking disturbing in the war.
I think it applies,
women, to soccer as well.
Women in soccer fight as hard as Canada committed atrocities.
Perfect. I understand.
I feel like it's a very valid comparison.
Yeah.
Let me just find this thing that I found.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah, that thing.
You thought Jovi thinking was boring.
Well, you can talk. Go ahead.
I don't know what to talk about.
There's an online newsletter called The Gist that is a sports newsletter run by women for women. It's not just about women's sports, it's equal coverage of women and men's sports. But it's equal coverage of men's and women's sports. It's called The Gist. Yeah, 4 times weekly sports newsletter. They got college, they got business, podcasts, job boards, they got all the social medias. I've been following them only for a couple of days, but yeah, it's all the regular sports headlines, just also with women's sports, which is sick.
Sick. I'm trying to find some car news.
Honey's making some
very strange noises.
I'm going to tell a story that Keisha just sent me while this podcast was happening. She went to the local movie theater in Cranbrook to go see the next Final Destination that just came out.
Wonderful place. Oh! Okay, wait. Tell your story first. I have something very unrelated to cars.
Okay, this is also extremely unrelated to cars. Keisha went to the theater to see the Final Destination movie.
Yes.
Immediately before the movie started, the power went out. There's no manager on duty, apparently. It's just 3 high school kids and an angry mob of Cranbrook people trying to get their money back.
Hell yeah.
What a terrible time.
At some showing of the new Final Destination movie, the roof caved in at the theater and killed somebody.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Did she actually die?
Pretty sure.
Oh, damn. That's crazy.
Could be spreading misinformation.
Well, we can't look it up.
Pretty sure, yeah. We're not allowed to look it up, so.
Yeah, that's not the segment of unrelated news.
Nope.
I watched the first couple Final Destination movies. Final Destination.
Amazon's in-car software deal with Stellantis fizzles. Thank God.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
Could you imagine?
Oh my God.
I think the...
Well, actually, you can order spare parts for your Dodge on Amazon while you're driving it and it's actively braking. So, it could be a good thing, actually.
Yeah.
Because it's with Stellantis.
You just pre-order.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I gotta drive home from work, so I should probably order... I don't know, a new set of headers or something.
Yeah, new exhaust manifold stud.
Yeah, if you're driving a Hemi, for sure.
And tap and die set.
Yeah, tap and die set. You can have everything ready at home when you get home.
And then proceed to drill too far and drill into your coolant port.
Oh yeah, have you done that before?
I haven't done it, but I've watched someone do it.
Oh god.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Who is that?
I'm not going to name them.
Okay.
Are they a listener?
Was it at the Toyota dealership?
No.
Oh, okay, so I don't know them.
You know of him.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Liam knows him quite well.
Oh, what? No, I don't know.
Has a dog.
That has a dog, and Liam knows him. What? He was a tech?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I was his apprentice for a bit.
Oh!
I don't remember all the characters before I met you.
Okay.
We'll tell you.
They're just past trauma.
We'll tell you when you're older.
When I'm older?
Yeah. We're about 30 minutes old.
Yeah, that's fair.
I put up a poll on the story.
Don't say Gary's answer.
No, I'm gonna.
Okay, cool.
I was going to, but then I was going to give a serious and heartfelt answer. But now I won't say those things on the podcast. We did get one question submitted by 881 Crew.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Why does Ray hate 881 so much?
Why would I be creating banger content for you if I fucking hated you guys?
Good point.
I don't hate them at all.
We love
the 881. I love the 881 boys.
I won.
JC, I said that, Marco and I said this earlier, JC is the only acceptable Frenchman.
Yeah, I agree with that. As a British.
As a British?
As a British. It was really good English.
I hope you know Michael's crying himself to sleep right now. Listen to this.
Well, he's not, like, actually French.
True.
I mean, like, someone with a French accent.
If 881 is listening.
Yeah, if you're listening.
I want more Northern and Southern Bound events.
Yes.
I want more. Because, like, I love...
You all want more.
I love the drift nights that they have coming up at Stratotech. I love the idea of them. I really hope I can attend them.
But you want competition.
I want more grassroots stuff. Like, the pro stuff is sick.
Okay, you know what? We need more fucking, like, shows.
Yeah.
That's what we need more... We need 88. Okay.
But put.
Should I say this?
I don't know. Should you?
I don't know if I should say this.
No, I maybe we should hold it.
Yeah, no, I shouldn't say this.
But.
I think, no. This is what.
This podcast is full of. Never mind.
No, I can't. No. Oh. I can't figure out how to say it without.
Sounding like a dick.
Okay, well,
yeah,
I'll say what. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it.
You hold on to your thing.
I'm gonna see if I can figure out a way of saying this properly.
Sorry, boy.
What I want is the grassroots to be put on a pedestal.
Yes, 100%.
Like, the Prospect guys, sick. I love what they do. The driving's great, but like, take some inspiration from, like, Final Bout.
Yes.
Final Bout do an amazing show down in the States. Like, I don't know, I don't see why 881 can't do it better.
100%.
Like, let's get team drifting.
Yes, I want more team drifting.
Like, let's make the cars cooler.
The result of what I was going to say is I want more team drifting, and I want more spectators.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun. Like, it's so much fun at the 881 events.
I have an idea for you.
What is it?
It's competition drifting, but there's 16 cars.
Shut the fuck up, Michael.
God, no.
No. Michael, if you're listening, your idea is fucking stupid, and I hate it.
Anyway, grassroots should not be like the shitty opener that
also,
you have to sit through in order to get to the pro stuff.
Yes, 100%. Also, one thing, stream the grassroots comp. You guys streamed the pro comp, stream the grassroots one. Do it. I don't give a fuck. Do it.
I mean, you have the technology.
Like, for two, the other thing I was going to say, I was pretty vocal about this in the winter, so I'm going to sound like a bit of a dick here, but it's because I've said it before. Don't let pro drivers in the grassroots comp.
Yeah.
Please.
I think that's fair.
I just don't like it, and it's not in the spirit of grassroots.
Yeah.
And I'll say it again. When you guys come in the winter like you did last year, I'm going to say it again.
Yeah.
They're probably not listening, but...
I back them. Like,
100%. They have fantastic events.
I want to attend every single
one. As people that ran events, they are fantastically run. They're great events. They're fantastic as a spectator. They're fantastic as a competitor. They're fantastic as a media person because you let me do shit that I shouldn't be able to do and stand places I shouldn't be allowed to stand, and I like it.
I do have one small criticism, and it's pretty funny. Bouncy Castle shouldn't be in the pits.
Agreed. I forgot that was like right next to us.
It's like very comical.
It's really funny.
But like if something went wrong, like it wouldn't be.
No.
There'd be several.
Have a buffer zone.
There would be bowling.
We'd have to pay for so many more mugs.
Yeah.
Yes, we would.
Yeah, the stallery would be overflowing.
Yeah.
That was one of the worst sentences ever uttered, maybe.
You can bleep it. It's fine. It wasn't good. You can bleep it. You can bleep it.
I don't think I want to bleep it. We bleep slurs. And we bleep, not that we say slurs, but that sounded really bad. If one of our guests says a slur, we bleep it. And
if we talk shit too hard.
Yes, the other words that I'm not going to say because I will forget to bleep them and then they'll be on the internet. But the one that Australians...
The ones that aren't slurs?
The ones that Australians are allowed to say.
Oh, one of my favorite words?
Yeah. Which we should be allowed to say, but...
Can I say it?
No.
You know, in the UK, it's like vagina.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the problem. I say it?
That's sexist.
What the fuck? No, I won't
even continue that.
Anyways,
I want more 881.
Yes, I love more 881.
The boys are sick.
They're so funny. They're gonna keep going.
Yeah, I hope they get bigger.
Like, this is their first year of doing the Strato events.
I hope.
Practice sessions, which are going to be sick. I'm really excited for that. I don't think I'm going to drive Strato Bash, so that's going to be my only chance to drive Strato, so I'm excited for those.
I hope that they get big enough that they can make it a full-time gig.
Yes.
That would be sick.
I wish that for them. I hope that's what they want.
I kind of think they're close.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But
They are incredibly good at finding sponsors.
Yeah.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, we did some quick math on just like ticket sales. Them on the weekend, and it's fucking huge.
Yeah, we did the math for you.
Yeah,
just in case you're wondering.
It's probably completely wrong, but the theory of our guesstimations are it's a substantial amount, and like I hope that it just keeps growing for them.
Yes, 100%. Yes, the people want more.
Yeah,
and Blue wants attention.
Yeah, even when
it's hot. We need to get an AC for this fucking room.
It's loud.
Spenny. I'm just kidding, Spenny. Please don't do that.
Which would we get first?
A word?
New mic or an AC?
We're getting another mic on Saturday.
Oh, sick.
When we drove through Airdrie.
Oh, sick.
Yes, I finally found a USB one on Marketplace that actually texted me back.
Nice.
Because, oh my god.
I mean...
I bought the last one on Amazon, so I...
Here's what we can do. You have an AC in your room. We have an AC in our room. We turn them on, we open our bedroom doors, and then that standing oscillating fan that we have in the kitchen
we just put it right there. Yes, we can
and
make
we just...
a system.
A very convoluted...
Our bill is going to be so hot.
Our electricity bill is going to be crazy. That's okay, it's a tax write-off in that case.
Technically, yeah.
Have we been writing off our power? We should be.
You...
Actually, are we allowed to have a business here?
No.
Oh, we don't have a business here.
Well, e-commerce, you can have it anyway.
We have an e-commerce business here.
Well, according to the government, we can have it here. Our landlord is a different story.
I don't think she's listening.
Or really cares that much.
Or cares that
probably
much.
Probably not.
She's an awesome landlord.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah.
There's specific rules, though, about, like, working from home and how much of your bills you can
claim.
I have to, like, calculate the square footage of this room as it relates to the square footage of our house. And that's the percentage of our power bill that we could claim.
Did you go to school for that or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Man, I'm so
Mac Counting strikes again.
Mac Tech.
Apparently that's my name at Triple S. Did not know that.
Yes?
Yeah.
Is it?
Are you about to...
That's what Corey's called her and Mark.
Actually, yeah, no, I've heard Corey say that. Yeah.
I'm so excited for Southern Bell.
I know, me too. I'm stoked for it. I'm super stoked. I would like to be driving grass.
Oh, we should get JC on.
Yeah, 100%.
Let me say.
Seriously, we got a big list of guests that are down to be on here when we have another microphone.
And a couch chair.
We need a couch chair for our guests.
Yeah.
We do have a couch, actually, I think. I don't think Michael sold his couch, so I think we're good. We're inheriting an incredibly tacky couch, which is exactly what I wanted.
I still kind of want a beanbag, even if we get a couch.
You want me to have the couch chair?
The guest beanbag?
Well, the beanbag's for me, so no.
Fair point. Okay, fair point.
Now the, I don't know, the cuck sim.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get any more questions?
None that we can air.
Classic.
To be fair.
Well, you can say whatever you were going to say.
Oh. Gary's question was, what's your favorite thing about Ray's mom? And I was going to say her outstanding kindness and the fact that everything she does in every moment of her day, she does it with the intention of making the world a better place and being kind to the ones around her.
You just made her cry.
Nice.
Happy tears.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope so.
Do you remember... Oh, I had a very interesting phone call with her last night. I will not talk about that.
It was so funny.
It was not funny.
I made it worse.
You made it so much worse! Anyways.
No, I thought about posting, like, asking for questions for the podcast earlier in the day, and then I got lazy and I didn't, but I forgot that we were recording tonight. I was like, I'll just post it tomorrow and I'll just have the questions ready for next time we record. Forgot that was now, so maybe before the next one I'll actually post it at a reasonable time and not like an hour before we record.
If you listen,
second job.
True, so I could focus more on my third job.
If you're listening right now,
that becomes your second job.
Just DM us a question.
Yeah, if you got questions.
Also, just fucking talk to us. We are...
I was gonna say we don't bite, but...
Sounded like you swallowed something there when it came up. But anyways... yep. We are very lonely. I don't know why. We are very well-mannered people. Sometimes,
except for all the slurs that we say online.
That was not a good way of saying that at all.
No. That was atrocious.
That was bad.
Has there ever been, like, an entire segment of a podcast we've had to cut out? Like, we're talking shit too hard or anything?
No, I don't think I've actually cut a section out.
No.
I think that was a really long bleep for me one time.
No, I did cut a section out. Because Jovi got really mad at me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I made a really funny joke.
Oh, right.
And I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Right.
I did. That was the one time I cut it out.
Yeah.
That was the most scared I've ever been. I made the joke, everybody's laughing, except for Jody. Fucking dead staring me. On my own bed.
Yeah. I think most of our podcasts have just been one and done. I think there was one that we had to restart one time because we made it, 8 minutes in, and we'd been interrupted, 5 times, and it was just... I think it was still one of the kitchen table ones.
Oh, yeah.
And we just had people that kept walking through and, shit going on around us.
Yes, I think we did restart one.
And we had...
Yeah,
just...
I remember that.
Those were so rough.
Yeah, the kitchen table days were interesting.
Are you sure?
Yeah, glad those are over.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's too dark. That's for my therapist. I'm not gonna go there.
Why save it for your therapist when you can just tell everybody that you know on the internet?
Well,
you don't have to.
Hitting personal lows, but when you look around, we have gone somehow with no more viewers than or listeners than before. We have gone from a kitchen table and one microphone to almost 3 microphones and a dedicated room.
True.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Are we getting a couch?
We're getting a couch.
And a
we're
cup beanie.
We're going to figure out AC. Cheaply.
I have my Sims set up again.
Yes.
Which is really nice.
I mean,
you have a Beam Scrolla. I have never seen any single human being's mental health
turn around so fast.
Flip like a goddamn switch like Jovi's has ever since his car has been running.
Yeah.
It has been incredible.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And it wasn't just like the first couple days excitement either. Like it's sustained.
Immediate and it's sustained. It's been
two or three weeks that it's been running now. And
my therapist was right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, she did suggest for you to finish your card, didn't she?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing is so did every single one of your friends for months before that.
Yeah, it's almost like we bought you. I had to pay someone to tell me.
Yeah.
Stubborn British man.
Yeah. And then driving Marco's car, that's kinda lit another
dimmering light.
Another what?
Dimmering light.
Why would you want a dimmering light?
It's on a dimmer switch.
Yeah, it's just it's kind of cranked up a little.
It's a fire. You fucking idiot. What the fuck are you? What?
Look, I'm pretty tired, right?
Describe it as a dimmer.
Flickering light. What?
That's not a good thing!
Driving the pro car has installed a dimmer switch.
My motivation.
Dimmer setting has gone from 1 to 2.
Unless it's like the dimmer in our place downstairs. That's just on or
yeah,
off.
No, that's exactly the dimmer. That's the dimmer.
It's just a regular light switch, but it's just a dimmer switch for some reason.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was going to say something. I completely lost it. Oh, I saw a post the other day that completely changed my entire frame of reference for life. And it was like, no matter how bad of a day I'm having, I just stop and think to myself, is it as bad as a day in high school?
Yes.
And usually the answer is no. And I'm like, right. Huh. Yeah, I am doing okay.
I left high school, so I don't know what that means.
Yeah, okay, screw you. Why you have a therapist is beyond me. But I think...
Yeah, why the fuck am I so fucked up? That's the first thing I said to her. Genuinely. I was like, I don't know why I'm so fucked up. I had great parents.
Great childhood.
I don't know, I'm a great child. I don't know what the fuck happened.
I like how she offered through you to me... a trade deal for therapy.
Working on her car. Yeah.
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, that happened.
I thought you were gonna say at least like you know life could be worse. You know you could be like I thought you were gonna say like a takeover.
A markless
kid.
Oh, yeah.
We went different directions there.
I don't even know what Joby said.
Takeover kid.
True.
It's true. That's very true
as well.
I don't understand that. I'm not gonna get into it.
We're gonna have Spenny on the podcast.
Yeah,
he's staying at our house.
He's coming
next
up
weekend.
Soon. Yes.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, next weekend's Driven. So.
Right.
Come out to Driven. I guess this is the last podcast before Driven.
Are we taking my?
Next Monday's gonna be spicy. If you want to, it's up to you.
Like I can if you want. Because I don't know what's happening with Fred's.
Fred's what?
Cars.
Why?
Is he bringing them?
Yeah.
Is he gonna be here?
Yeah.
Okay.
He should be back tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. He called me today from the airport.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Come say hi to Triple S at Driven. You can find us by looking for Street Cats tents, probably.
Yes.
We are such a mess of brands.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. Yeah.
You know, 5 years from now, we're going to be sitting in our, like, padded podcast studio, and we're going to think, like, man, remember 5 years ago when we had, like, 3 different brands worth of shit just laying around, and we're going to somehow make it a functional business?
I was going to say, remember 3 years ago when our name was still Soulcorp?
That too. What other SC...
I don't think we'll change Soulcorp.
What other SC names could we come up with?
Slightly cocky.
That's just you.
Yeah.
Michael described you before you and him got closer as you had a really big ego, but you also could back it up, and it was really frustrating for him because he wanted to dislike you because of your ego, but then you were just right.
Yeah, like people either like me or they dislike me, and if they dislike me, it's because they think I'm scary for some reason, or they think I have a massive ego, which is probably true. I try not to, but my head just gets a little big sometimes.
That's fair.
I've worked hard for what I've done.
Yeah, you have.
We know.
I'm just letting the people know.
Yeah. The ones that can't talk back.
Yeah. Well, they can DM me. I'm not going to read it, but they can DM me.
I wonder why they think you have a big ego.
Yeah, I wonder why people don't like you sometimes.
I'm not a horrible person, okay? I just only have so much energy for so many things. And if you're going to say something shitty, I'm not interested.
Well, who says they're going to DM you something shitty?
Ah, son of a bitch! Someone stole our content!
What?
Really?
Yeah! Remember that reel that blew up?
Yes!
The one we've ever had?
The one that blew up in South America?
Yeah!
Yeah!
King_Cadillac reposted it, and we just got a notification that it was credited to us as original content. So, King Cadillac, if you're listening, fuck you!
That's not the first time they've done that.
You fucking prick bag!
They did that. They asked us originally if they could have the content. Like, way back. Yeah, way back when we posted it. Originally.
They DM'd us?
I think so, yeah.
Guys, we made it.
They didn't DM us.
Somebody did.
But I must be doing something right, because that one's got 10,000 views now.
The one that they posted that got flagged, did it blow up?
It's in the process, yes.
Damn. So do we get credit for that then?
If you look at the reel underneath, it says original by soulcorp.jp.
Oh, okay.
What should I comment?
Ooh.
Like I want it to be mean enough that they know how I feel, but not mean enough that they actually remove the video, because I'll take the credited views.
That's an odd one.
Thanks for showing the love.
That's too nice.
Thanks for showing the love, you cocksuckers.
Oh, cool. That's my video. Period. There you go. I don't like people that do that.
Yeah, that's so shitty.
We made it, though.
We made it. Anyways, go follow us. Soulcorp.jp. I remembered our username.
And at this point, thank you for donating to...
Also, thank you for listening to 57 minutes of us all being fucking exhausted.
Oh, yeah, we have to clarify this, Matt. What did you achieve?
By the time this podcast comes out, I will have finished my fundraiser for the sick kids.
Woo!
I bought so many margaritas.
Margs!
I will have...
Joey just turned into a frat guy. What the fuck was that? Oh, I did not like that. Ugh. Borgs. I drink Bud Light.
I will have run 150 miles in a month.
Honey, what really was she's part back, of this outro?
She's back to do the outro.
Did the intro, she's doing the outro.
150 miles in a month is a lot. I don't recommend doing it. It's been awful.
A lot worse than training for 1 5-mile race.
So much worse.
Yep.
I will say I have a goal for a set time in which I want to be able to run 5 miles, and I'm very close to it. And I think that being able to take some rest days, no, take it off, absolutely not.
I look really bad in hats.
Yeah.
And I just put a hat on.
Yeah. Anyway, I did a cool thing and I raised money for a children's hospital.
Can people still donate?
By the time this comes out, no.
Well, they can still donate to the stallery.
Oh, yeah.
you can personally buy the kids margs. You can also
just go to the Stollery Hospital with, like, a six-pack of margs and just start handing them out, too.
Yeah, they accept that, actually. That's totally cool, above-board thing to do.
The kids accept it.
Yeah. But, yeah, as of this podcast coming out, my fundraiser is done. Until next year... will I be upping my miles for next year's run? Probably not, because that fucking sucked.
That's fair.
But I might do 150 miles again and just bitch about it less. We'll see. That's 11 months from now.
Is running as therapeutic as people say?
I think it's, like...
It's pretty good.
I think it's as therapeutic as any other sustained, like, physical exercise. In my mind. Because, like, it's still working your body, like, you're getting the endorphins. What I like about either going to the gym or running is just, like, a long stretch of time in the day that I'm literally just 100% by myself listening to loud music, just, like, doing my own thing.
That's fair.
The most beneficial thing about, like, actively running, because, like, at the gym, I'll still be, like, checking my phone in between sets and stuff if I'm lifting weights, but, like, running, I'm literally just, like, in survival mode the entire time. So, like, it does feel good. And it feels good to accomplish something that is that difficult. And it's easy to set, like, goals and achieve them, because lifting weights is just, like, you have to be, like, very disciplined in your training plan to actually, like, see progress and, like, mark progress. Whereas running, it's like, I want to run this far in this much time, and you can, like, see minuscule improvement. Lifting weights, it's a bit, like, it's not as tangible to be like, oh, like, I'm 1% stronger. But running, you can be like, oh, I ran a kilometer, you know, 13 seconds faster than I did last week. Like, it's real tangible progress.
Yeah, that's fair.
If you ever want to give it a try, I'm down.
Probably not.
Okay.
But
I don't know what this runner's high business is that people...
Yeah, I was mostly curious because I am quite interested...
In getting high?
In Casey Neistat as a content creator, as most creatives are. And he is incredibly into running and has a lot of videos about running and talks a lot about how, like, therapeutic it is for him. And how he just, I don't know, I haven't watched him in a while because he doesn't really upload anymore. But I just know he's always talked very highly about running. And it does not seem like you've been talking as highly about running as he has.
I think if I wasn't doing
two jobs and planning a wedding
and 5 miles a day, like, I'm
5 miles a day.
It's I like it enough that I'm going to keep doing it, but just not five miles a day. It's just, it's a big commitment, and, like, with it being, like, such a high mileage goal in a short period of time, like, it doesn't allow for, like, days off, and sometimes life just happens. Like, you have to go to Calgary for a day, or you get sick and, like, feel like you can barely walk. Like, you need to be able to give yourself a day off, which I haven't done in almost a month, which just makes life in general very, very difficult.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
But no, I think, like, because even before I did this specific challenge, like, I still went to the gym 3, 4, 5 times a week. And yeah, I find it as therapeutic as any other physical exercise. Maybe more so just because, A, it forces me to be on my phone less, and...
You're alone.
Huh?
You're alone.
I'm alone, and I'm outside.
And you're outside, yes.
I think is a big one for me personally.
One more car thing. Why the fuck do Lancer owners suck so bad? Why do they all think that they own an Evo? And why do they all think Evos or Evo 10s are good? They're shit cars.
Yeah, they suck.
And so does your Lancer. Anyways... Follow us by merch.
They're like Ultima drivers who think that they're driving a Z.
Exactly! Oh! Nail on the head with that one.
They're just like lower class.
No, nail on the head with that one.
Is that not what you said?
I said nail with the head.
Nail with the head.
Just fucking. Which head?
They just, they're buying the Walmart brand sports cars.
They're buying a Walmart brand car.
Okay, we're starting another topic here, because I'm about to deep dive into Hyundai's.
A Lancer is just a fucking car.
Yeah,
it's just a shitty sedan. Not even a shitty turbo sedan. Ugh. Anyways.
Okay, enjoy the rest of your morning. Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye.
Bye.